So my food stamps got loaded up today. I got to do a click list. I didn't even have to go shopping. If you're a taxpayer and you clocked in last week and paid taxes that fund the food stamp program, your girl just wants to thank you for continuing to fill my pantry and my fridge up. I had my first daughter at 13.
Okay, y'all just mad because I get 3K food stamps. So what? I get all kind of snacks while I'm sitting here chilling or whatever, paying no bills. No bills. I'm on government assistance. My son back there with his snacks. Government assistance, 3K food.
So I just got my food stamp letter regarding my cash assistance and my disability because somebody reported me and they denied me for all of it. I was getting cash assistance and I was also getting food stamps, and they shut me off on all of them.
So my thoughts about them cutting food stamps. So I feel like, and I'm just going to say it, the USA are basically some bullies.
That's Donald Trump, man. He ain't right, man. He cut the food stamps off. That was wrong, man. When he cut them food stamps off, I didn't see nobody posting no plates that week. My brother used to be on there. I got that mashed potato with the rice, with the gravy. They was posting God quotes all that week. This too shall pass.
Okay, can we just talk about the people that are actually struggling, but yet the state is kicking people off food card, and I just feel like that is very wrong.
How is that wrong? Now, I can see if you going through hard times and you're on it for 2, 3, 4 months at most, but these people, they be on food stamps in Section 8 for 10, 20, 30 years. They be generational EBT card holders. They be passing Section 8 apartments and houses down. Like, it's crazy how lazy people have gotten, man. They just abuse and use the system so they can just sit around and do nothing and collect. People, Section 8 rent vouchers be $10 a month, $20 a month. Like, I'm quite sure you've been in Walmart or Target or your grocery store and you've seen big carts and people just filled up to the top, overflowing, while you got your little car and you trying to, you know, budget and make ends meet. Pure laziness.
Pauline, how many children do you have?
3.
You're expecting another one?
Yes.
How old are you?
21.
You have enough children, Pauline?
Yes.
Did anybody ever tell you that?
Yes.
Who else told you that?
Everybody.
So add my voice to the rest of the pack. You have enough children, there are other things to do in your spare time.
Stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
Get your big nasty ass up, go get into. Get in the tub now. Right now.
4,000 of Metrolandans are finding out they are no longer eligible for food stamps. The change affects Cobb, Gwinnett, and Hall counties. Channel 2's Sophia Choi is live in Cobb County. And Sophia, this involves able-bodied adults who are now required to go to work.
So Trump ain't playing, y'all.
I'm a 27-year-old single mom, and I just got my food stamp. Hey, hey, hey. All right, let's get into this food stamp haul. Single mom to 4 kids.
For some of y'all people to be acting so crazy that, oh my goodness, Trump just got rid of all, this pulls all federal funding. Oh, you ain't gonna get your food stamps no more. Your public housing's not gonna be paid. Oh my God, this is what y'all voted for. This is what you voted for.
The Trump administration is considering a policy that would prevent food stamp recipients from purchasing sugary drinks and junk food with their benefits. Agricultural Secretary, alongside Health and Human Services Secretary and Elon Musk's Department of DOGE, aims to ensure the taxpayer money is spent on nutritious foods.
This was effective only almost immediately. I got this in the mail. If you're an able-bodied adult without dependents, you need to be working because you will not be receiving food stamps anymore.
Listen, they put people on notice, man. They're not playing no games. You're going to have to get to work. The thing is, it's actually easier to work than to wait every month for a handout on an EBT card. Right? Just to be lazy, that doesn't feel good. You're unmotivated. You're not ambitious. Why wait for only a few $100 a month? As opposed to, you know, I'm going out here, I'm getting it out the mud. I want to become something.
Okay. Yeah. And when you are eligible to receive these food stamps, it would only be every 3 months out of every 3 years. So within a 3 year period, 36 months, it would only be 9 out of those 36 months. Yeah. Get a job.
So I got a letter from the food stamp office, DFEX, saying they would cut me off if I don't volunteer for 20 hours a week for $292 a month.
You telling me you can't just get up and do 20 hours of work? I told you, look what she's doing. She just sitting there, land back. And then what happened is they lay on their back, or they bend over, they get smashed by these different dudes, and they produce more kids. And the more kids you have, the more food stamps you get, the bigger Section 8 apartment you get. People got Section 8 houses. They got houses that look better than y'all's, 3-4 bedroom. They get rewarded for popping out Pookie and Ray Ray's kids.
That breaks down to like $3 an hour. That is insane. Job hunting is a full-time.
I get food stamps. I get WIC. I get state medical insurance. My kids get free lunch. This thing that's happening, is it true? Like, am I going to have food stamps next month? Are my kids going to be able to eat lunch after Monday? Am I going to get WIC next month? Can I fill my prescriptions next week? Does anyone know what's really going on?
Check my food stamp card, y'all. That bitch said cha-ching. So, you know, I'm at the cash register letting that bitch ring. Hello. Hello. Me and my son ain't playing with him. Where that belt at? All our shit on this belt. Hello. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
How many days has it been? 8 days. 8 fucking days, y'all. And I'm tired, honey. I'm tired. I was gonna get on here and just go on a rant, but I was just like, you know what? I'm not even gonna say anything. Now they attacking the food stamps, the government assistance, and all that good stuff. We on day 8, y'all. We on day.
Listen, Trump just wants to hold people accountable. Like you should want more for yourself. Because if you have kids and they see you getting food stamps their entire, you know, life, they're going to be like, okay, I want to be on that too. I saw my mama getting food stamps. I saw her on Section 8. I saw how easy that was. So they're not going to want to do nothing with their life. Why would they want to become better if the person they see, their role model, their parent, doesn't want to do better for themselves? It's a terrible generational cycle.
Hey, what's next? It seemed like every time I literally roll over, I don't even get the crust out of my eyes yet.
How do you get like $800 in food stamps? Can y'all let me know? Because they took my food stamps away. I have a baby. They don't give a fuck about me. So what do y'all be doing so I could do it too?
I don't know if y'all heard or not, but Trump is getting rid of that Section 8 and EBT for these people that don't want to get out here and go to work. Your time is up, baby. Y'all, I know most people like us really not feeling Trump, but I'm kind of feeling him on what he's saying about this. Now, how many of y'all have family members, friends, people you know that's been living off Section 8 for 20 years?
People sell their food stamps. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to be like, hey, I'll give you $300 in EBT food stamps if you give me $200 in cash. Like, it's crazy. They just refused to want to do better for themselves. They don't want to do any work because they work to them is boring. These people need to be held accountable, every single one. If you on food stamps, like I said, 3 months, okay, that's a little different. 4 months, get on your feet, few hundred dollars. But if you can't be on there for years, your entire adult life, scamming the system.
They rent $3. They don't go to work. Not that they can't go to work, they don't want to go to work.
Y'all know Uncle Trump didn't make that law about the food stamps, right? I don't know who needed to hear that. Y'all talking about something Trump said, if you don't work, he gonna take the stamps. That's not, baby.
So someone reported me to the food stamp office. But anyways, I still get my food stamps. They called my employer and my babysitter to verify my income again. So yeah, I still get them. If you get food stamps, don't be ashamed that you get them.
To everybody out there who's talking about this is what you voted for when you voted for a Republican because you're mad because they're cutting food stamps, I want to let you all know that I am glad that they are cutting food stamps for people who are able-bodied adults without a dependent. If you are an able-bodied adult without any dependents, why is it that you are receiving food stamps in the first place?
When they cut your food stamps off.
So from what I could see, it says when they cut your food stamps off, so you try to save every bit. Reese's, Hamburger Helper, Coke, some croissants. I mean, that ain't bad. What you mean you struggling?
So you trying to save every bit.
Listen up, y'all. This food stamp situation where food stamps being taken away, when you gave the government permission to feed you, you gave the government permission to starve you. When you start getting those food stamps, it was an opportunity for you to get off your back and go make something of your life so you didn't have to continue to depend on the government and these food stamps. It was not meant for you to stay on your back making babies, being comfortable and complacent.
So they're cutting off food stamps in certain counties in Georgia. I'm happy. They should have bended that, people. I don't understand people's fascination with remaining on welfare and receiving some type of benefits for the rest of their lives.
Well, you got to think, if it's free, why would they not take it? If they give you a card worth $300, $400, $500, $600 a month, and you can just eat for free, eat whatever you want, eat crab legs, eat shrimp, lobster, whatever you want, why would you not take that? And majority of people that's on EBT food stamps, they're overweight, right? Because they can eat whatever they want. They don't have to monitor, you know, their diet. There's no spending limit. Sometimes it just roll over, right? So if you get $500 a month and you only spend $200, the next month you're going to be at $700 and so on and so forth. Crazy.
I do not understand that. And people, before y'all jump talking about something, who chooses welfare, who wants to be on welfare? No, a lot of y'all MFers choose welfare. And yep. How do y'all choose it? Y'all choose these Section 8 living situations where you're going to remain in Section 8 and just pay that minimum amount of rent. And a lot of times that rent is based off your income. So you would not try to better your life to move on because you want to stay at this low rent.
So now people that receive EBT and food stamps are not going to be allowed to buy junk food with EBT or food stamps? I seen something that stated that the Trump administration was stopping people who receive EBT or food stamps to stop buying any junk food or high processed food items with their EBT and food stamps.
If you're using food stamps, you will no longer be able to buy junk food like sodas, chips, or anything unhealthy. It is going to be banned completely in the United States. The US government is looking for ways around this where they can ban it. So it's most likely going to happen following the Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s confirmation.
You guys, my sister thinks she's hilarious, okay? She's like, I have no idea. They took away my EBT and now they gave it back to me. $3,500 they just deposited in her account. Guess what? I know what you did. You went ahead and you put the grandbabies back into the case. That's exactly what you did. And now one of us is going to get investigated because I used their social for my EBT case. So now I'm just going to throw you under the bus. I'm just going to throw you under the bus because I'm sorry. I'm not going to get in trouble. You are. So you.